God is satisfied, and the question and answer period this morning confirms our conclusion in every way.
You had earlier been dissatisfied with another man opposed to this.
Well, this is the only name that we've ever had really proposed, and we were satisfied with him.
Does your satisfaction stem from his attitude?
Well, that's just one of many facets that go into the whole question. And, he was like most of the rest of us would like to see the day come when we could have a volunteer army that would serve our purposes. But as a practical matter, he fully realizes that it won't be up to him to promote things, but to carry out the laws as made by the Congress, and he recognizes that the volunteer army cannot be something of the immediate future.
You had said yourself earlier today in the committee room, I don't think we're going to have any volunteer army, and then you paused and you said anytime soon.
Yes.
Does that mean we're not going to have one at all soon?
No, not, I don't mean you convey that idea. I said it was something to wait for, possible for the future. But looking at the realities of world conditions, including our own involvement now in war on the other side of the world, that I think in for the foreseeable future of a few years, it's not going to work around to volunteer army.
Nothing as fast as the Gates Commission has recommended.
Oh, I think not. I think not. I think the date that they put on it is will not work out, but it won't be practical. And nothing like that can be brought about as long as this war is going on. I'm never more certain of anything than I am that. And we don't know how long that's going to last. Hopefully it'll end soon, but it'd be quite an adjustment period. Quite an adjustment period. I wouldn't favor trying to volunteer army at all, except very gradually, with laws in effect to be used for supplemental forces to select a service act.
Dr. Tarr said that the possibility of an all-black volunteer military force doesn't concern him too much, nor does the fear that the all-volunteer force would be largely made up of underprivileged people.
Well, he said what I believe, with reference to the soldier or the seaman or whatever he is, it depends upon the quality of the man. That's the only true guideline and test. So I've never engaged in all this talk about a black army or anything like that. It's the quality of the men that I would look to. And you must have that quality. You've got to have the super quality for the non-commissioned officer.